Ontario's hospitals are caring for more than 3,800 COVID-positive patients, 527 in intensive care, though not all were admitted to hospital because of COVID-19. About 52% of Ontario's hospitalized COVID-19 patients were admitted because of COVID-related illness, and there are 421 patients in ICUs because of COVID-19, including 288 patients on ventilators. On January 14, Public Health Ontario is reporting 10,964 new COVID cases. However, new case counts no longer reflect COVID-19 transmission in the province, as testing is reserved nearly exclusively for hospitalized patients and residents and staff at high-risk congregate settings. To date, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 926,904 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 804,886 recoveries and 10,522 deaths. The January 14 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: cases 21,672, recoveries and 41 deaths since yesterday's report. The deaths reported have all occurred within the last month. There are 111,496 active, lab-confirmed cases, down from 122,246 reported yesterday. The new cases reported today include 1,458 unvaccinated people, 365 partially vaccinated people, and 8,518 fully vaccinated people. 623 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average by vaccination status indicated 55 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 42 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 73 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Lab-confirmed testing is mostly limited to those who live in high-risk congregate care settings or work in them. As such, a majority of the people being tested are fully vaccinated as per provincial or workplace mandatory vaccine policies. Hospitalizations: 3,814 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those, 53% were admitted because of COVID-19, and the other 47% were admitted for a different reason and tested positive for COVID. Included in the hospitalizations are 686 unvaccinated cases, 167 partially vaccinated cases, and 2,035 fully vaccinated cases. There are 527 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID, and 80%, 421 patients, were admitted for COVID-19-related critical illness. 20% of COVID-positive ICU patients were admitted for other reasons but tested positive. There are 288 COVID patients on ventilators. Included in the ICU counts are 168 unvaccinated cases, 19 partially vaccinated cases, and 185 fully vaccinated cases. Testing: the province reported 58,031 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 21.8% positivity. Another 72,005 tests are still being processed. As of today's report, 11.5 million people in Ontario, 78% of the population, are fully vaccinated, and 5% of the province has one dose of COVID vaccine. There are 5.3 million people in Ontario with three doses of vaccine. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 6,209.9 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average 7-day incidence rate from January 4 to January 10 was 531.1 cases per 100,000 people, which decreased 23.9% over the 7-day period starting on December 29. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Simcoe Muskoka. The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 358 new COVID cases in its January 13 report, with the caveat that the number of lab-confirmed cases no longer reflects actual transmission in the community because few people are eligible for a PCR test. 27 Simcoe Muskoka residents were hospitalized because of COVID-19, and 7 people are in ICUs. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 27,047 cases of COVID-19, with 18,100 of those cases recovered and 296 cases ending in death. The 7-day incidence rate for Simcoe Muskoka between January 4 to January 10 was 481.2 cases per 100,000 people, which is down by 22.5% compared to the week of December 29. Case incidence rates are underestimated because most people can't get tested. In Grey Bruce region, the incidence rate between January 4 and January 10 was 300.3 cases per 100,000 people, which is down by 38.9% over the week of December 29.